This is Tanya Milevich from Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind, and you're listening to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17. You there, you're under 17, yes, yes, I can see you. Go somewhere else. We'll wait. Okay.
Welcome to Video Showcase. Can I help you?
Yeah, actually, I was hoping you could help me find a movie.
Well, you're in the right place.
Yeah, well, I'm in the mood to see something funny, but I don't see your comedy section.
Oh, well, you know, we have got these labels, and you know, the calm labels, and sometimes people get confused.
Gotcha, calm. Okay,
yeah.
Calm. Okay, well, my wife is a big Meg Ryan fan, so I was thinking about renting French Kiss. Would that be in the calm section?
No, actually, French Kiss would be in rom-com.
Rom-com.
Yeah, rom-com. Romantic comedy. Yeah.
Okay, rom-com. So are all the Meg Ryan movies in rom-com? I was also looking for Joe versus the Volcano, and you've got Mail.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, French Kiss is in rom-com, but the other two would be in Tom rom-com, since they star Tom Hanks.
You have an entire section devoted to films starring Tom Hanks.
No, not just Tom Hanks. You know, all actors named Tom.
You've got to be kidding me. So, if I was looking for, like, a Tom Selleck film, say, Three Men and a Baby...
Oh, sure, no. That's a no-mom Tom rom-com.
That's completely ridiculous.
Well, it makes sense to me.
Okay, forget comedy. Maybe something more fast-paced. How about Speed?
Speed is shelved in bomb-drama.
Bomb-drama?
Yeah! As in a dramatic film with a bomb-related plot?
I mean, I get it. It just seems like a bizarre system.
Well, it hasn't failed us yet.
Well, I guess that's what matters. Okay, I'm suddenly more in the mood for a classic, something edgy. The Godfather, maybe.
Ah, Godfather. Second shelf, Oscar-nom salami drum.
There's no way that's a section!
Yeah, actually, you'd be surprised how many Italian-influenced films have been recognized by the Academy.
Okay, so maybe I want to see a scary movie. What about The Exorcist? Would that be shelved in vom-zom-drom? Oh, or how about Carrie? Let's see. I guess I'd look in pom-pom-prom-psycho-mom-drom.
No, those would be shelved in horror.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Julia Hinson, and I want to welcome you to our first Sight Gag show. I would like to introduce you to our cast right here. Tonight, you'll be seeing Greg Crossness on the coffee can.
Hello, Memphis metro area!
Over here, you'll be seeing Bob Arnold on the train whistle.
Look out, Internet!
And of course, we have the ever-virginal Catherine Whitfield on the trumpet.
Ooh, tonight's gonna be a blast!
I, of course, will be rocking out on the coconut shells. And last but certainly not least, we have Dillion Hunter.
He changed it back to Dillon Hunter.
Oh, shit, okay. We have Dillon Hunter on Echo Theremin.
We are Psych-Gag! Let's do some comedy!
Anxiety.
What if I fail?
Insecurity.
Why don't they like me?
Depression.
I just feel so low.
If you're experiencing any or all of these symptoms on a regular basis, you are not alone. Hello, I'm cognitive psychologist John F.
And I'm psychiatrist Richard Deal. We promise to restore your peace of mind at the F and Deal Clinic for Mental Health.
Located on 10 acres of peaceful woodlands, the Effendale Clinic for Mental Health is an oasis in a troubled world.
Doctor, I'm feeling bad about myself today.
So what? Shut up, I don't care.
Our trained professionals employ reverse psychological methods that have been successfully utilized by abusive husbands and deadbeat fathers for decades.
Doctor, what if I never make anything out of my life?
You probably won't, you worthless whore.
Psychologists and mental health professionals at the Effendale Clinic will lead you through a rigorous program of self-discovery with the goal of creating a stronger, more balanced you.
Doctor, I worry sometimes that the world has no real meaning.
Jesus Christ, are you still talking about your stupid little problems? Jesus, I could have gone out for a long lunch and a full body massage and not missed a thing.
Our trained professionals will help you put your worries in perspective so that you'll finally understand your place in the world.
I just feel so sad all the time.
Yeah, I just feel so sad all the time.
After a 28 to 76 week stay at the Effendale Clinic for Mental Health, you'll find that you're a completely different person. Just listen to these unedited testimonies from actual Effendale patients.
I used to worry that every negative thing in my life was somehow my own fault. Thanks to the doctors at Effendale, I now realize that I'm right. It is my fault. I'm to blame for everything, from the accidental death of my younger brother to the pasta turning out too soggy. Thank you, Doctors Effendale.
I used to experience crushing anxiety every time I tried to leave the house. After a 6-year stay at the Effendale Clinic for Mental Health, I realized people are laughing at me behind my back. And now, I don't even try to leave the house. I just sit here in front of the TV covered in corn chips and my own tears. Thank you, Doctors Effendale.
So, when you start to feel that life is overwhelming you...
Effendale.
When you think you just can't make it on your own...
Effendale.
When your spouse, parents, or lover point out your amazing ability to screw everything up...
Effendale.
When you're too much of a weenie to handle problems that other people face and overcome without a second thought...
Effendale.
Call us.
Call the Effendale Clinic for Mental Health at 1-800-I'M-NO-GOOD. That's right, 1-800-I-M-N-O-G-U-D. Call us now.
God, will you just get her? I'm in the middle of this level.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Get him. Shit.
You get the baby, I'll get the door.
Fine.
Hi, can I help you?
Are you Philip J. Rodman?
Yes.
Do you subscribe to pythongaming.com?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Are you with the company? Come on in.
Thank you.
Oh, this game is great. It's fantastic. I can't stop playing. But I am stuck right now. I mean, I can't figure out how to destroy the Velcron leader. I have all the stuff to torture him, but I can't get close enough. I mean, did I miss something? I mean, it seems like I should have gotten more stuff in that giant library. And I tried, but those little Velcron alien things crowded in on me and I just left. I mean, is that what I'm supposed to do? Do you know? I mean, was I supposed to try and vaporize all the aliens and then find a secret room or something? Do you know?
No.
Oh, well, I thought you were with the company.
I am.
Oh, you are? Well, do you know how I beat the Velcron leader?
No.
And what are you doing here?
I am with the Terms and Conditions Department.
The Terms and Conditions Compartment?
Department, yes.
Okay, so what are you doing here?
Did you, Philip J. Rodman, click I agree to the terms and conditions on the online gaming website pythongaming.com?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Is it true you have a newborn daughter?
Oh, yes.
I am here to take your firstborn child.
What?
Who is it? Who are you?
I am Michael Allen Nesbitt with PythonGaming.com, and I am here to claim your firstborn child.
What are you talking about? What is he talking about?
Hey, honey. Wow. How do I, apparently I clicked this terms and conditions compartment thing, and one of the conditions may have been maybe, or not, that if I logged over a certain amount of hours, that they had the right to take our firstborn kid. Child. Child kid.
Child kid? Do you mean sweet little Madison here?
Yes, ma'am. We must take her back to headquarters by 9 p.m. tonight.
Or what? What are you going to do to us? What did you get us into, Philip? I can't believe you. You haven't done shit since this baby was born.
Oh, come on.
And for the last 6 days, all you've done is play that stupid fucking game. And you haven't slept, and you called into work, and you haven't eaten, and you just keep saying, I just want to finish this level.
That is not what I said.
Well, now look what happened. Look, this man is here to take our baby. And if we don't give in to her, he is going to tie us up and take our money and shoot us or rape us. He is going to rape us in front of our baby. It's our firstborn daughter. Oh, it's horrible. Philip, you bastard.
Wait a second. Is that true?
No.
Okay, well, what are the consequences if we don't give you the baby?
Your subscription to the game will end immediately.
No! I got it.
Is there a Vanessa Smith Rodman here?
Yeah, that's me. Can I help you?
Do you, Vanessa Smith Rodman, subscribe to the online shopping company BargainHuntress.com?
Oh, yes, it's fantastic. Are you at the company?
Yes.
Oh, do you shop there?
No.
Oh, well, it's great. Ooh, are you here for the sale? I heard there was this enormous blowout sale. Is that it? Is that why you're here?
No.
Oh, then why are you here?
I'm here to claim your husband.
Oh. Yeah, he's right here.
Oh, my God, Shipley, is that you?
Sure is, you old son of a bitch. My God, it's been a long time. How have you been?
I've been making it. Not too great, but, you know, so it goes.
Yeah, sure.
It was my birthday last week.
Oh, you're right. Oh, I totally forgot. Happy birthday, man. I'm so sorry. I didn't even call you or anything. What kind of a friend am I?
No, don't worry about it, man. No problem.
Well, happy belated.
Thanks.
So, how's the mom doing?
Actually, she passed away about a year ago.
Oh, no, that's right. Oh, I totally forgot about that. I'm so sorry, man. I totally forgot.
Well, you know, people forget things. It's all right.
So, how are the kids?
You don't know?
Know what?
Shipley, you've got to be kidding. I mean, it's been all over the news for the past 2 months. My children were kidnapped, and they're holding them for hostage until I pay them a ransom of $200,000.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I did read about that. God, I don't know how that slipped my mind. I am such an idiot. How are you holding up?
God, I'm a wreck. I mean, I can't pay them $200,000. It's more than I make in a decade.
Well, hey, you still got a job, right? Can't you just save up some money that way? Oh, God, I fired you, didn't I? Oh, God, how did that slip my mind? Stupid, stupid, stupid. Great. God, now you made me feel like an asshole.
Well, you know, Shipley, I still don't understand why.
You know, I can't really remember why I fired you. I feel like I just did it without thinking about it. You know, one of those things you can't remember. It's like trying to remember what you had for breakfast this morning. You know?
Well, that's enough. Thanks. You know, I don't need you to excuse yourself anymore.
Well, hey, look at it this way. I mean, you still got Karen waiting for you when you get home.
Shipley, you've got to be joking.
What? Oh, no. Oh, I fucked her, didn't I? Oh, I was fucking her and you walked in on us. God, I'm starting to remember that now. And it was in front of the kids, too. God, that was embarrassing. Well, you know what I always say, look back and laugh. Hey. You know, at least you still got Rover wagging his tail and licking his chops waiting for you to come home and give him a big old bone.
Shipley, you shot my dog less than 6 months ago. Shot him in the head with a pistol.
Actually, it was an automatic rifle. I remember that now.
God, Shipley, are you on crack?
Yes, lots of it.
And now we return you to The Evil Genius at Home.
And so, we meet at last. It's true you have eluded me for some time, living quietly at the very back of the cupboard. But no longer. Your time has come, microwave popcorn. Tonight, my entire family shall dine upon you while watching the latest episode of Brothers and Sisters. Timothy, kindly remove the popcorn's protective garment.
You mean the cellophane?
Silence! You will only speak when you are ordered to do so. And as for you, Mr. Redenbacher, though I cannot say you will enjoy your fate, I have no doubt that one such as yourself can at least appreciate its ingenuity. You will notice that Timothy is entombing you in my newest machine, which I was able to obtain through a certain layaway program at Sears. Timothy, if you please, close the door.
Dad, can we please hurry it up?
You will do as you are told! That is, unless you would like to see your precious internet privileges revoked.
Oh, Dad, you know I need the internet for school.
Then kindly close the door. Don't bother looking for a way out, my little bag of kernels. The door cannot be opened from the inside. Now observe, by typing a particular numerical sequence into this keypad, I activate the machine. Aside from a small interior light and a rotating turntable, you will not be able to see it working. But work it shall. For you see, this machine is built to attack you on a microscopic level, exciting the very molecules that compose you, exciting them such that they begin to vibrate, creating an intense internal heat. At first, you will simply feel uncomfortable. Soon after, you will begin to expand, and you will, I dare say, continue to expand until you quite literally explode. Timothy, type in the sequence, please. Enjoy your trip, my butter-flavored friend. And by the way, feel free to make all the noise you like. No one will be around to hear you. Come, Timothy, to the living room.
Wait, but Dad, shouldn't we stay here and check on it?
Whatever for?
Well, I don't know, so we don't burn down the house or anything.
Timothy, my boy, you have much to learn.
Hey, Elise!
Hey, Kent!
Oh, gosh, you look wonderful.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, thank you so much for coming to my show.
Well, of course, I wouldn't have missed it.
So what?
Well, what?
So...
What are you asking, Kent?
What did you think?
What?
Of the play! What did you think of my play?
Oh, I liked it.
The play?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
Well, no, I know you like it, but did you like it, like... Like it, you know?
Oh, yes, I liked it.
Yes! But did you love it?
I loved parts of it.
What part?
The middle part. The scene with the young girl and...
The young man in the park, yes! Isn't that part fantastic?
Well, no, I was actually gonna say the old man in the deli. I thought it was so real, you know?
What do you mean, real?
So true.
Truthful?
Yes, like reality.
So... Real. You thought it was real.
Yes, real.
Hmm.
I liked it.
I thought you said you loved it.
No, I said I loved parts of it.
What parts?
Oh, I already said the part with the young girl and the old man in the deli.
Because it was so real.
Yes, right.
What? So, what else?
What do you mean, what else?
You said parts.
Excuse me?
You said you liked it, then you said you like it, then you said you loved parts of it. Which parts? You already mentioned the one part with the young girl in the deli and the old man, which frankly I don't understand how you can't love the part with the young girl and the man in the park, but...
Well, I like that part too.
But you didn't love it.
No, I didn't love it.
But what other parts did you like?
I liked my seat. I had a really good seat.
Excuse me?
And the artwork on the poster is so beautiful.
What are you talking about?
The poster, it's beautiful.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, God.
What is it?
You hated it.
No.
Yes, you did. You utterly despised it. You hated my play, my baby.
No, it's not true. I didn't hate all of it.
But you hated parts of it.
Yeah, I hated parts of it, but I also loved parts of it.
You did? What parts?
We have been over this.
I know.
It was good.
You mean that? At least you mean that? And...
Yes. Yes, I mean that. I liked it. I liked it, liked it. I loved parts of it. I hated other parts of it. I had a really good seat. Oh. It's a really terrible script. Oh. I didn't have to pay for my ticket because you gave me a comp, so that part was pretty cool. Some of the actors were great.
Yeah.
Some of the actors were pretty terrible. Oh. The artwork on the poster was beautiful, and I love the title of the play, and I find you extremely attractive, so there's that.
Excuse me?
I mean, seriously, that's the only reason I'm here. I hate theater, I hate plays, but I think you're hot, so let's fuck.
Okay, let's go.
You know, the last time he was in here, he practically had an aneurysm, you know? What am I supposed to do?
Listen up, everybody, listen up. We need to get started here. Folks, I don't have to tell you the corpo biz is hemorrhaging money like crazy. We've got to make some changes, and we've got to make them fast. Now, I've asked some of you to get out there and figure out what it is our customers really want. Conrad, you first. You conducted a phone survey of our customer base, correct?
That's correct, sir.
And what did you find?
By an overwhelming majority, sir, our customers all said that they wanted what they described as, quote, a better product.
A better product? What the hell does that mean? Better than what?
Better than the one we currently offer, sir?
Well, of all the... Conrad, I've never heard of such lunacy. Okay, fine, I'll act like a crazy person for a moment and play along. How do we make people think we have, quote, a better product?
From what I can tell, sir, the best approach is to actually make a better product.
Conrad, look at me. Do I look like some big-chested Santa Claus to you?
Sir?
There's no way in hell we have enough time for that! Why, the R&D alone would destroy us! We're better off just tripling our marketing budget, fire everyone in marketing, and hire me a completely new staff!
But I'm in marketing, sir!
Then save your own firing for last! Jesus! Now look, this thing needs to be huge. I want to see banner ads, billboards, skywriting, in the biggest, boldest letters imaginable, new and improved, even better than before!
And... what about the product itself, sir?
Don't you touch it! Samson, you tallied up comment cards from warranty registrations. Tell me what you found.
Sir, when asked what is the most important element of the customer experience, practically everyone checked being treated like a human being.
A human being, huh? And was this coming from all our clients or just the ones who are actually human beings?
Well, right now, sir, we're really only marketing to human beings.
Are you screwing with me? That's like 80% of the world's population that we're completely ignoring. Great God, do I have to think of everything around here?
No, sir.
Good, then you think of something. Oh. Come on, Samson, think of something, just one thing.
Marketing to, birds. To birds, sir.
Birds. That's brilliant. We'll do a whole aviary line. Discounts for the fledglings. Great idea, Samson, you're fired.
What? Fired? Why?
Jesus God, Samson, it's just an expression. Grow a pair, will ya?
Yes, sir.
But additionally, you actually are fired. Be out by 5 o'clock or I'll have your cubicle torched. Morganson!
Yes, you
manned a feedback kiosk in the scary part of the mall. Give it to me straight.
They robbed me, sir. It took everything. My money, my clothes.
Hellfire and damnation, Morganson. You're a mess. And you desperately need a tan. But what you're not telling me is, what did our customers say?
Our customers, sir?
That's right.
They said, you, mother, with that, you've been selling our...
Good Lord, that's descriptive.
They,
is that a direct quote?
They carved it into my skin with a butter knife, sir.
Ah, that's what that says. Couldn't read it from this distance, mystery solved. God, I'm so sick of all this negativity. What is going on in this place? Adams, consensus seems to be that the outlook is pretty bleak. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Dorothy.
Sorry, sir, but yes.
Corporate Oracle.
Doom shall come to Corpogis.
Oracle, how many times have I told you to can the hyperbole? You're fired!
But my kids need braces.
I don't want to hear it. Damn! I don't believe this. All these great minds, and we can't come up with a simple solution. Unless...
And so, on that historic day, Corpobiz abandoned its previous business model and became the world's leading producer of erotic toys for Jewish people. The end.
Okay, so today we need to finalize the shows in our upcoming season. What have we decided so far?
Well, we've agreed on Seussical and the Midsummer Night's Dream for the fall run, plus the standard Christmas fair, and then we're looking at 42nd Street for the spring.
Well, that makes sense. Gays do enjoy the warmer weather.
Right. Well, that's valid, I guess. So that leaves us with an opening after the holidays, and we were considering doing the Vagina Monologues to coincide with Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry, you're considering what?
The Vagina Monologues.
Angina Monologues? For Valentine's... Oh, because of the hearts and it's heart disease. Yeah, that's clever. That's clever.
No, not angina. Vagina. Vagina.
The Vagina Monologues? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, really, what is it anyway? Just some broad up on stage flapping her lips?
All right. That is so offensive.
Offensive? How is that? I see. No, I didn't mean her woohoo lips. No, I meant her face lips. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's much better. Look, the Vagina Monologues is a widely known and well-respected show celebrating women and empowerment in the female form.
Huh. I never heard of it.
Well, that may be, but I still think it's a great choice for the season.
No, I'm just not sold on the word vagina.
Excuse me?
Vagina, you know, vagina. Vagina, I'm not sure it's the best word choice. It has, you know, sort of a dirty connotation.
A dirty connotation?
Well, maybe not dirty exactly, more like yucky.
See, that is exactly the mentality that Vagina Monologue seeks to address. The vagina is not yucky. It is a beautiful flower of femininity.
Yeah, I'd still feel more comfortable if we didn't actually use the word vagina in the title. I mean, how's that going to look splashed across the marquee? Vagina in neon lights. It's unsettling.
Well, what would you propose we use instead of vagina in Vagina Monologues?
Well, what about vajayjay? The vajayjay monologue.
How is that even any different from vagina?
It's whimsical. It sounds like a songbird. Vajayjay monologues, the musical.
No way.
Okay, then, what about the biscuit monologues? The muffin monologues. Extra points for alliteration, huh?
I don't even believe we're having this conversation. Anyway, call it the muffin monologues, and people are going to think it's a show about food.
Now, that's a good point. You know, it's funny. I never even thought about how many hoo-ha euphemisms are food references, huh? Biscuit, muffin, roast beef curtains, bearded clam, that's a good one, snack box, Twinkie,
Okay, stop, that is just disgusting.
Disgusting, like, say, vagina?
No, you are missing the entire point. Where is your sense of artistic integrity? If we were thinking of running the best little whorehouse in Texas, would you insist on us changing the name to the most heralded harem in Houston?
No, of course not. Best Little Whorehouse is a widely known and respected show.
So is Vagina Monologues.
Well, I'm not buying it. Anyway, we do Vagina Monologues, and what's next? The penis profiles?
Maybe, sure. What would be so wrong with that?
You know? Nothing, actually. I kind of like the sound of that. The Penis Profiles, premiering at the Hancock Theater.
Yeah, the only problem with that is there's no such show.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've got your work cut out for you then, huh? Penis Profiles will debut at Hancock in February.
You can't be serious.
Oh, you bet your vajayjay biscuit snack box I'm serious, so start interviewing some sausages.
Sausages?
I think we're done here. Meeting adjourned.
Perverts, a squadron of policemen, and one girl pretending to be 16. Who will be the next? American Predator. Our first contestant tonight thinks he's visiting a precocious high school junior named Cutie Bear 1992. Please welcome David.
Come in.
Hello?
Hey, come on in. I'm just putting the rest of the laundry upstairs. I'll be right back.
Okay.
My parents are at their summer house for the weekend. I hope that's all right.
Oh, sure. Sure, that's fine.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh. Oh, no.
Sir, can you come in here for a moment, please?
Oh, what did I do? Come on, man. What did I do, huh?
What exactly are you looking for here, David?
Oh, man. She's 21. She told me she was 21. You know, I wasn't going to do anything.
Which is
know?
It, David? She's 21 or you weren't going to do anything?
Well, I was just checking on her, man. Making sure she was okay.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Judges.
What?
You know, not great, dog. I mean, I hate to say it, but you were not great. I mean, I have to believe you,
on.
I mean, not once did I believe anything you were saying, dog.
David, what are you, 30, 31?
31, yeah.
Well, first off, let me say you look great tonight, sweetheart. You look really good. You're not a bad-looking guy. Maybe you should maybe get a girlfriend your own age.
No, but no. I can do this, you know? I mean, I really feel in my heart that I can.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's a no from me. Simon?
I thought it was atrocious. Just terrible, predictable, boring, totally devoid of any real excitement. I've seen better lying at the Republican National Convention.
Come on,
sorry,
man!
No.
Come on!
Well, the judges have spoken. Now it's your turn, America. Call the toll-free number at the bottom of your screen to vote for David.
Hey, you know, is that girl gonna come back downstairs or what?
Yeah, I don't think you understand what's going on here, Doug.
What?
All right, the polls are now closed. David, you're free to go. If you'll step out into the front lawn, we'll see whether you're still in the running to be the next American Predator.
Police! No!
Oh, sorry, David. Better luck in court. Now, let's meet our next contestant. He was lured here with an IM chat that quickly turned suggestive. Please welcome Bonzo the Clown.
Hey there, baby!
Come on in, I just stepped out of the shower. Give me a minute and I'll put something on.
Bonzo? Bonzo, could you come in here for a moment, please?
Oh, damn it, man! Oh, no! You're that guy from that show, ain't ya?
Could you come in here for a moment, Bonzo?
Oh, come on, man. I'm supposed to be working a birthday party here, huh?
A child's birthday party?
Yeah, you know, I'm a clown and stuff.
Then what are you doing with a 12-pack of wine coolers?
Oh, no, man, no. That's Kool-Aid. You know, kids love that shit.
Judges!
Bonzo, you're very cute.
Hey, thanks. You're not too bad yourself.
Oh, there's something about you. You've got good showmanship and you've got heart. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, all right. Thank you.
You know, I'm sorry, dog. The whole clown thing, you know, I mean, it's just not my style, you know? I mean, it's a choice and I respect it, but you're going to have to say no, dog.
Oh, damn it. Hey, come on. Simon, hey, what do you say, huh?
Bonzo. Bonzo the Clown.
Yeah.
Is that your full-time occupation?
Oh, no. You know, I'm also a youth minister and a rabbi and a daycare center coordinator.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be very unpopular for saying this, but I think you need to gain a few pounds.
What?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm just saying, you want to be in this competition, you want to be America's best predator, you look a little too thin to me, a little too much in shape.
Too much in shape? That is ridiculous.
A predator should have a nice beer gut. He should be a guy who clearly, at first sight, has no chance with any women his own age. I'm sorry, I'm voting no.
Oh, man.
And America has voted as well, so Bonzo, if you would step out into the lawn, we'll see if you've still got a shot at being the next American Predator.
I ain't going out there, man. I ain't going out there. I know what's going to happen, huh?
Bonzo, you're a free man. You're free to walk out that door at any time.
Oh, damn it.
Too bad for Bonzo. Maybe his next offense will be more successful. Now it's time for our final contestant of the evening. Please welcome William.
Hello in there. It's the Ice Cream Man.
I'm excited about this guy.
This guy is good.
All right, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed our first Psych Gag Show! But before we leave you today, we want to give you what you've really been waiting for, and that is for us to rock and roll!
Psych Gag!
All right, everybody, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four!
Listening to Sight Gag, the official sketch comedy troupe of Chatterbox Audio Theater. The show to end all shows was written and performed by Robert Arnold, Julia Henson, Dylan Hunter, Greg Crossness, and Catherine Whitfield. Music by Catherine Whitfield. Produced by Andrew Sullivan and Eric Sefton. Directed by Julia Henson. This is your announcer, Tom Badgett. Chatterbox Audio Theater is a nonprofit, web-based community theater that advances the exchange of ideas by channeling creativity and artistic collaboration into recorded audio works that enlighten, entertain, and inspire. Download all of our shows free at www.chatterboxtheater.org.
You're tuned into Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is All Things Horror on Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day, or find Tuesday Terrors in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.